This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it is Halloween, and what does that mean? It means it's a weekend for eating some candy that you might not give out, because how many trick-or-treaters are you really going to see? An American Airlines flight attendant had her nose broken thanks to a passenger who decided to pop her in the face twice. As this had unfolded on Wednesday, we talked about it, but now there's a little bit more on the detail side of what we knew had happened, and I mentioned that she was, you know, knocked in the face, and it was shocking to me, but I guess nothing should shock us anymore. And, oh, yeah, Facebook is going meta. What does that all mean? Well, we'll be able to tell you because we're having a conversation with one of the vice presidents from Facebook coming up next week to explain what does that mean as far as the virtual is concerned, because what is the meta verse and why is Facebook focusing on it as a company, and how do you connect that way, and what does that mean for the future of social technology? So going to be pretty interesting. Some people gave the thumbs up to the whole meta thing, and some people are confused and don't understand. So we're going to unwrap that for you coming up next week, and I'll tell you some of the broad strokes on this show. With food prices soaring, Christmas trees, well, they might be in a shortage. So I'm glad that I was at Mount Rainier because I had my Christmas. I was surrounded by Douglas firs, right? So I feel pretty good about that because maybe I'm not going to be able to get a really good real Christmas tree without paying a bloody fortune. Same for you, too. Hey, we've just scratched the surface. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. We got a lot of surprises coming up for you as well. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. And the mailbag, because so many of you chimed in on a lot that's happening, including the holdup at the ports and what you're seeing with the supply chain, and what do you think about what's happening in New York City and de Blasio's mandate, and what's going to happen to fire departments, and what's going to happen with first responders, and what's going to happen with police officers. Some of the people listening to the show on the East Coast had some thoughts on that, some that commute in to the city. And then, oh, by the way, they're talking about ambulances could also be scarce. And that would be frightening if you needed one, wouldn't it? But first, let's jump to what certainly is the big buzz in this country. And so much of that surrounds, is your pocket going to be picked or not? And so what am I talking about when I say that? Well, we're talking about what's happened on the Hill before the president went off to global summits, two different global summits. You know, it's pretty much everything is party lines, and we get that, right? Democrats, Republicans, sprinkling a few independents, but pretty much that's how things roll in D.C., and, you know, we get it. But House Democrats had to delay the infrastructure vote because, guess what, Joe Manchin, he is like the ultimate blocker. He's like the beefiest guy on the offensive line that's saying, yeah, I'm not going there. That's not happening. So there was no infrastructure bill vote because there's too much division in the Democratic Party. The problem is the progressives said they wouldn't vote for an infrastructure bill unless a larger bill is also part of that and they're not going to give their votes on that. And of course, I'm not throwing Manchin in the progressive category. He was blocking in another way. And delaying the infrastructure vote is significant because it's a big setback for the D's, with Biden making clear that he wanted an agreement and a passage of that bipartisan measure before he arrived at the UN climate conference on November 1st. So he leaves for his foreign trip and nothing going. Did not happen, right? And it was earlier in the day on Thursday that Pelosi told House Democrats not to embarrass Biden by voting down the infrastructure bill. I have to say, don't you love that? Don't embarrass the president, because he's leaving. He wants the infrastructure bill to go through. Give me a break with that, Nancy. It's not kindergarten, even though it seems like it at times when we peel back the layers and we see what's going on at the Capitol, but it's the second time in 2 months that they had to delay the vote because of the way these scenarios are playing out. You know, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, rather, his office sent a note that the transportation extension vote would be the last of the week, but it wasn't, because nothing happened on this one. So the bottom line is, for now, the details of this $1.75 trillion economic and climate package are just ice. That's why he wanted it to pass, because he wanted to be able to talk about climate change and the U.S.'s commitment to what is happening in the United States. But there is no going forward on that. By the way, Manchin, as I said, he was the ultimate blocker, noncommittal when asked whether he's going to support the framework for the agreement. And he says, we haven't seen the text. We have to see it. I mean, how can we support it? We don't even know what it is. So he said he would support it, most likely, but he said, you know, there's still too many things that aren't in this. And Manchin, meaning things that he wanted to be out of the deal, Manchin said he would have a price tag, he would accept a price tag higher than $1.5 trillion, but, you know, he's definitely waffling and saying, I gotta see what it says. So this didn't work. The idea that before he went to the group of 20, the 20 summit in Rome, and climate is a huge topic, and that's something that's going to be discussed with Pope Francis in a big historic meeting, he's got nothing in his pocket to unveil, other than we're working toward this or working toward that. But that's a no-go, a non-starter. And this is one of the things that was heavily talked about, obviously, during the week, without a doubt. The other thing that so many of us kind of focused on, where we normally probably are not paying attention to what's going on in movie sets, but the fatal shooting on that Rust movie in Santa Fe of the cinematographer, you know, shocking. And then there was the idea that there could be charges, somebody could be charged with a crime for what happened. So 1 week after the accidental shooting, I feel like we need to give you the payoff of this. Nobody wins in this, of course, but Helena Hutchins, you know, how did the biggest question of all is, how did a live bullet get into the gun that Alec Baldwin, you know, fired? And the Santa Fe County Sheriff said, we can't determine exactly how the live bullet got into the firearm. That's more of the investigation. We need more interviews. We got to keep moving forward on that, etc. But it really looks like he was absolutely handed a gun that was supposed to be cold. And we've talked about this a lot. But I think that there's going to be more of a call for computer-generated gunshots, which is pretty difficult to simulate on movie sets. But that may be the future, my friends, because of this. Stay with us.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps products that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Mailbag, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You can always send me your thoughts 24/7. So I got this one from Hal, who says, Kate, what in the hell is wrong with people attacking flight attendants? Give me a break. What man punches a woman in the face or anybody in the face on a flight? That guy should have the book thrown at him, and that is just absolutely outrageous. I can't even imagine if I had a wife or a daughter or a niece or anybody in my world who was a flight attendant, a female flight attendant, and had to put up with the harassment and the nonsense that's been going on. What's happened to our culture where there seems to be no chivalry, and it seems as though people just decide they can scream and yell and act like babies and do whatever they want? How did we get to this point? Great question. You know, I just had this discussion with my other half. We were talking about the American Airlines thing because we were on a flight and everybody was great and there's no problems and nobody was screaming about their mask and jumping up and down and acting like they were in kindergarten. Don't get on the damn plane. If you don't want to wear a mask, stay the hell out of the airport. Just don't do it. Why? What kind of protest are you throwing there? It doesn't make any sense. You're purposely being a bully and provoking, and it the mask meltdowns are ridiculous. They are embarrassing and outrageous. It is. So this time, just in case you don't know the whole story that Hal's talking about, I was on the air, I said this at the top, it was a flight from JFK to John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana, California, better known as Orange County. And they had to divert the flight to Denver. The passenger had to be detained, And, of course, what happened is, you know, what happened was a passenger left a seat, confronted the flight attendant, then punched her in the face. The flight attendant had to be taken to the hospital for broken bones. Let me repeat that. Broken bones in her face. She was, of course, released. But think about that. You know, you had the Southwest flight that happened earlier in the year where a flight attendant lost a bunch of teeth because a passenger punched her in the face, allegedly. And these incidents are getting more and more and more. People shouting obscenities, pushing, shoving flight attendants, harassing other passengers, opening the cockpit door. Really, people. I mean, the mental exhaustion all of this, if I was near retirement age and I was a flight attendant and they gave me a good package, boy, I'd think about just bailing on it. And it's again, just outrageous. Because the person's going to be banned for life from traveling on America and they're going to get prosecuted. What are you doing? And the fine is certainly going to be probably $50,000. So good luck having to pay $50,000 for that. And it just seems to have skyrocketed during the pandemic. And the confrontations are fueled by disagreements over the federal requirement. The passengers have to wear masks when they get on the plane. When you're in the airport, you have to wear a mask. So whether you like it or not, you got no choice. You just don't go. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't step foot in the airport. Drive. Do something else. Right? Now, you got to assume, and that's why so much of the alcohol was temporarily suspended, that some of it could be alcohol-fueled combined with somebody, how they feel about policies. But on Wednesday's flight, originally they thought it might have been a dispute over masks, but now they're not sure. It could have just been an alcohol thing, that the person was just perhaps it was an alcohol thing and that fueled the rage and, you know, whatever. But boy, you get on that no-fly list, too. That's the other part of that. So one thing to be booted off of one airline, get on the no-fly list and you can't fly. Good luck with that, right? All right, so here's one from Michael. And Michael says, Kate, I just don't care who it is anymore who represents us. Is there no disagreement or is there no agreement but just disagreement at every place you turn in Washington? And how does that make anything move? How does that do anything to help us or protect us or have a federal government that we can count on? I'm like you, and I get the whole states' rights thing, absolutely, because, of course, that's your backyard. But if we have a federal government, there's a reason it's set up. There's a reason why we have the three branches of government. And it just seems like there's more finger-pointing, and I know that this is politics and it's been going on forever, but it seems like there's more finger-pointing and less cooperation than ever. Is it the loudest voice in the room that wins or puts everybody off? I'm not sure. It just makes no sense to me. Well, if I could just untangle that for you. That's why I say, listen, politics are local, and then just keep going from there and pay attention to what's happening and how the people who represent you are voting. Hold their feet to the fire, because it's we the people. It's our government. We're paying these people. They represent you. Pay attention. Try to get better people in if you're not happy with the people that are there. And I agree. It seems like it's just a constant circular motion that goes round and round and round, but never, ever ends up anywhere. And then when, woohoo, there is something that's agreed upon, it's like an obvious, okay, anybody would sign on to this, and that's fine, because at least there's some kind of a win, right? There's some kind of a win with this. But we're not getting very many of those. And I understand the expensive price tag on the initial Biden-fueled legislation that wasn't going to happen, right? Because of all the money, of course, that was flying out the door throughout the pandemic. But once it gets lowered and more pieces of it get pulled out that there's no way you're going to get the votes on, I don't know how you don't have enough votes to get it through. compromise just is not a word that works in D.C. You know, some sort of consensus, maybe. I don't know. If you get some sort of a consensus, maybe that works. But so far, just nothing. Nothing happening there. And Kevin McCarthy said, look, this is the most expensive Thanksgiving for America, period. And that's it. And he said, you know, you think about it, and we have all these, all this framework out there, but nothing that really makes any sense. And this is that round and round thing I keep talking about that keeps happening. And nobody's going to support the infrastructure bill on the Republican side. Very few, if any, at this point. So one bill, I think it's going to be difficult for them to get those votes. All right. How about this one from Alice? Alice says, hey, Kate, what do you make of the traffic death statistic? I saw it on my local news that the number of traffic deaths in the first half of 2021 was the first since 2006. It was a number over 20,000. And, you know, I'm wondering why we're having this crisis. Is it because people are driving too fast? Is it because people aren't paying attention? Is it just reckless behavior? What do they point to? You know, traveling without a seatbelt, the speed thing is big because people are doing that more during the pandemic. They've seen that in these accidents, that, you know, that whole idea that speed kills, and people are like, eh, you know, just not paying attention, not putting on the seatbelt, just a lot of that goes into this. So, you know, slow down, wear your seatbelt, don't get bombed and drive, avoid distractions. I think the distraction thing is big because texting, talking on the phone, numerous other things that happen in the car instead of paying attention to what's going on in front of you. It's easy to do, right? If you're a person who has a phone, and you, which is all of us, and you walk around like it's an appendage, like it's just part of you, then you're just so used to that, right? That sometimes you forget. You get in the car and just, it's like a run-on sentence. You just keep on going, and how often does that lead to disaster? That's why you always see those flashing do not text and drive signs, and it makes sense, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'll say it again, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Our last one is from Lynn, who says, Kate, my daughter lives in New York City, and the firefighters, their union anyway, has asked the court to halt the city's vaccine mandate. I'm with you. I don't think Blasey will actually stop any of this. I think it goes through, but I think you're going to see a lot of walk-offs. And that could be disastrous for people when they need protection. Yeah, Bill de Blasio is not going to, step away from that. That mandate's going to stick. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The company owning Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp undergoing a name change. CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying it's part of a larger rebranding effort that aims to
reflect who we are and what we hope to build. Starting today, our company is now Meta.
That's Meta. President Biden declared from the White House on Thursday morning that there had been agreement reached within his own party on his big social spending bill, but now progressives are holding up a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which was supposed to happen on Thursday, because they want to make sure that larger social spending bill has the support of moderate Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Besides slamming the bill itself, the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says of the leader of that chamber,
Speaker Pelosi has destroyed this institution.
And this is USA Radio News. Senator Richard Burr being investigated for possibly violating insider trading laws, the SEC revealing in a new court filing on Thursday that they're probing the North Carolina Republican over a move to sell over $1.6 million in stocks just before the market crashed last year. Most parents say they are not going to rush to get their younger children vaccinated for COVID-19, even if it is fully approved by the FDA and CDC, as it's expected it will be by early next week. The poll finding that moms and dads are very worried about vaccine safety, and they say they're going to wait and see how things work out with the first kids to get the shots before they bring their own. A Falcon 9 rocket still set to blast off from Florida on Halloween. SpaceX successfully test-firing the rocket's engines in recent hours, and forecasters say there is an 80% chance the weather will be ideal for that launch. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have found candy and you're going to give out some Halloween candy. Are you part of this group that's spending a lot on Halloween? Overall, the guesstimate is that Americans are going to spend this year $10 billion on Halloween candy, decorations, and pet costumes. So they threw it all into one bunch. If we can separate it, too, because if you look at, you know, you have greeting cards. That's another thing people send. I like the word greeting cards. How about scary cards? Specifically, if we broke it down, so much of that goes to, you know, the candy side of it, handing out candy. But then there's still people that do the whole decorating thing and, you know, all of that. And it's just a question of, do you get trick-or-treaters? I mean, do you end up with people knocking at the door? It is also the time when every scary movie is trotted out. And when you go to the movies, they play tons of trailers for scary movies. Scary movies, horror movies, are absolutely back in style, I guess, because a lot of younger people especially like scary movies, and you see what they're doing at the box office. One of those popular franchises has been The Conjuring, and coming up at the tail end of this hour, I am so excited to tell you that I've got a conversation with Andrea Perron. And if you don't know who she is, she was one of the family members, the oldest daughter, that lived at the most haunted house, they say, in America. The Conjuring tells the story of Ed and Lorraine Warren's experiences at the farm on Round Top Road. The movie just kind of scratches the surface, though, as Andrea told me. And, you know, this was a, the family lived there. This was a farmhouse. And the Perrin family was there with angels and entities and all kinds of unexplained ghosts and whatnot for 10 years. So the family is going to gather again for the first time, and all of them together that are alive, in 30 years and share personal experiences and reveal some things that hadn't been revealed and actively investigate the most haunted house, they say, not even in just America, in the world. And I think The Conjuring certainly has struck a chord with a lot of people. So we're going to have that conversation coming up in our next segment with Andrea Perrin, and also joining her is Susan Slaughter, who's famous for paranormal investigations on Ghost Hunters Academy, Ghost Hunters International, Paranormal Caught on Camera. And I got to tell you, she listening to her version of what happened, it is really, really, really scary. So to set you up for that, here is what the first Conjuring sounded like, the promos for it. If you didn't see the movie, check it out.
I get my own room.
Oh, you really? Get my own room.
Let me try with pleasure.
Clap. I'm gonna get you now. I can hear you breathing. You took your blindfold off. I win. I was in Christine and Nancy's room.
Girls, it's way past your bedtime.
So that gives you an idea of the things, the clapping, the things that they saw, but you'll get a better sense of it when we have our conversation with Andrea Perrin, again, coming up in our next segment. And it's interesting because The Conjuring is the scary gift that just keeps on giving. I can't imagine living in the house, and as you hear, and she'll say, when people say, well, why don't you just move? Because there was a bunch of kids and a shortage of that good old green stuff called money that you couldn't just, after paying the money for the house, they couldn't just pick up and move. And who knew it would become a big Hollywood movie and a movie franchise years and years later. So I think you'll really enjoy that. All right, I know you're not enjoying this, but I'm just going to run down the hits that we're all suffering right now. The GDP slowed to 2%, right? And so much is tied up, and we've got this problem with the supply chain. So this is the lowest increase since the end of the 2020 recession. There's been a deceleration in consumer spending and whatnot. The weekly jobless claims fell more than expected last week to a fresh pandemic era low of 281,000, below the 289,000 estimate, because that's what you do. You estimate where that's going. And we look at overall economic growth to slows to 2% because of consumer spending being part of that. Consumer spending, though, makes up 69% of the 23.2 trillion U.S. economy. You knew that. Spending for goods dropped 9.2%. Spurred by a 26.2% plunge in expenditures on longer-lasting goods like appliances and autos and, you know, all of that. So, obviously, a huge disappointment. And, like I said, the other thing is the supply chain, because companies are having issues with supply chains. You know, the customers are willing to pay higher prices, but they want what they want, and they're not getting, in many cases, what they want, so they're not going to pay the higher prices for stuff they don't want. And that goes back to the shortages. You know, it's like the chip shortage. And you say, well, who cares about chips? I think by now, this is a smart audience, you get why we care about chips. The global chip shortage is not over. I mean, this is global. This is a year into a crisis plus of this. So you think of the parts you need and you can't get those parts. That's what is key, right? It's what ends up happening to you on the other side because they don't have the parts you need, like Apple, the iPhone, the stuff that they need for people that are trying to get iPhones for the holidays or just have get a new iPhone or whatever it is. So chip makers say the lack of supplies has caused them to lose sales, and that's where they're at, and that's why we're seeing some of these earning reports that are dropping because of where the chips go. Like global shipping constraints have added to the delay. So chip assembly can require that parts travel. Is this not crazy? It can require, I was reading this in the Wall Street Journal the other day, it can require that parts travel up to 25,000 miles before becoming finished products. So you just don't think about that, right? You just get your thing and that's it. But if you're an engineer or you realize how's this all put together, you get it. So it's like a weird lottery. It's like a feeding frenzy. It's like the Hunger Games for chips. And if they don't get them, they don't get them. And that affects ultimately what you need. Right? Because they can't make the chips, you can't get the car you need, you can't get the things that you need, period. That's it. And you have to go in a different direction or just do without. And I think a lot of it is do without. But what happens when the chips are not just down, but gone? What happens when the chips run out? That's my question that no one can seem to answer. You get promised some of these places that are assembling things like iPhones, they get promised a shipment of 20,000, 30,000 chips, and then it falls through because something happens. So the chips are more than down. They could be out. And when they're out, what are you doing in place of what you need? How are you rearranging being innovative without chips? And there's just so many things that require that. You might be shocked if you knew. I'm going to have a list next week. I mean, I'm like assembling this list of things that I didn't even realize. There's the obvious, but then there's the not so obvious, right? All right. Ever see a ghost? Think people who think they see ghosts are a little nutty? Wait till you hear what Andrea Perrin has to say. That's next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, what a perfect time to do this as Halloween is almost upon us. I'll tell you what, when I think of Harrisonville, Rhode Island, it scares me to death because of The Conjuring and what happened in that house. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Andrea Perrin, and also Susan Slaughter is with us, and she is an expert, I mean, truly, when it comes to the paranormal. You've caught her, I'm sure, on Ghost Hunters Academy, Ghost Hunters International, Paranormal, caught on camera. She has me hooked and scared. So both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea, first tell me, you think about this 30-some years ago, more than that, 1971, your family moving into the house, all the excitement over this great big house, the family moving in, and then how did it just all fall apart for you? What was that like?
Well, it's not that it fell apart per se. It seemed our awareness happened gradually and incrementally. But within the first few minutes of moving into the house, I saw a full body apparition that I thought was flesh and blood. And my sister Nancy saw him disappear into thin air. And that happened within the first 5 to 10 minutes. The second night we were in the house, my sister Cindy crawled into bed with me and said that she heard voices in her room, and they were telling her over and over, there are 7 dead soldiers buried in the wall. You know, I mean, this, we went from being a perfectly normal family to a paranormal family within a matter of a few hours, a couple of days. We realized this was nothing like the house that we had come from.
Wow. So how did you deal with that?
We got used to it over time. We learned to live with it. My father didn't even believe that it was happening. He said, you know, he doesn't believe in ghosts. I wanted to say, well, Dad, guess what? They believe in you. You know, my mother said to him one time, she said, you know, Roger, the existence of spirits in this house is not contingent upon your belief in them, which, you know, silenced him immediately. But eventually he started having his own experiences that were so compelling and disturbing, he just simply couldn't deny it anymore. But, you know, we had everything invested in this magnificent piece of property, and to leave it would have bankrupted our family. So we couldn't just walk away. We had to live here. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, why did you stay? And there are a lot of answers to that question. But in retrospect, I look back now and realize that we stayed here because we were supposed to and have the experiences that we did. And then 30, almost 40 years after we moved out, I was supposed to tell the story, which took me almost 7 years. It took 7 years exactly. Almost as long as we lived here, it took for me to chronicle the events. The Conjuring barely scratches the surface of this story.
Yeah, but for you, is it a great release and relief to be able to share that with people?
I think it's more so liberating to others who've had experiences of their own that they chose not to share for fear that they would be dismissed, laughed at, called crazy. When people read my books and they see moments of similarity and experiences that they've had as well, it does give them the freedom to speak their own truth. I think it's the greatest benefit of having the courage to tell such a dark tale of pure evil existing in the world. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. No, it was good and evil and darkness and light, and knowing that love conquers fear. That was the greatest lesson from living there, is that we came together as a family and we survived this.
Wow. Susan, for you, I mean, you're an expert in this. What is this like to have this opportunity and to get that feeling around the house? And what do you get from this house and this story?
Well, I've known about this house and the story since I started becoming interested in the paranormal myself. As a young investigator, I followed the Warrens and their investigations around the country. I learned about all the houses and stories and haunts, you know, through their lens. But as I started to investigate myself, I developed my own tactics and my own beliefs through my own experiences. And being able to come to this farmhouse with the Perrin family is kind of a pinnacle in my paranormal career, because I am able to corroborate the stories and, you know, I guess the hauntings that Andrea and her family have experienced with the investigation that we're going to have going on this weekend. And so starting Friday, all the way through Halloween night, the Dark Zone has cherry picked our favorite paranormal experts, and we all brought them to the Conjuring House to assist the parents in getting, you know, some answers to what happened during their life here in the farmhouse. I think that a lot of the stories have not been portrayed, and I feel like have been actually misinterpreted or chopped and screwed for the sake of Hollywood. We want to get down to the bottom of this. This is the truth of, you know, true paranormal investigation, is working with a family who's dealt with these hauntings and using my expertise and the best gear in the field. We are actually inviting anyone who joins the darkzone.tv for this event to become investigators with us. And so what that entails is that you'll have access to every single camera on site, and you'll be able to see everything as it happens and unfolds in real time. Plus, we'll have microphones on our cameras. You'll be able to hear and see everything on our investigations and have access to us via the chat room on the Dark Zone to ask us questions in real time. You know, let us know if you see anything happening in the house. You can ask Andrea questions that you have about her experiences while she lived in the home and, you know, partake in EVP sessions. And if you're a paranormal enthusiast, you know exactly what that means. You'll be able to speak to the ghosts through our, you know, our event online and through us as investigators. And if you're a fan of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Caught on Camera, we're going to have investigators from all of those teams that you know and love from television to join us on this investigation. You'll be able to, you know, rub shoulders with them as well. So I think that this is like a really unique opportunity for people to get involved in a real investigation and see how it unfolds genuinely.
And again, that's the Dark Zone .tv. You can go there for all of that, right? And it's a 3-day, like you said, live immersive experience documenting everything. And so, Andrea, for you, after what Susan just said, what's your feeling about doing this? Are you, is there an anticipation or a little bit of anxiety? How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm delighted to work actually with Susan for the first time. We've known each other for quite a while, but we've never done anything like this together. So that's wonderful. And I don't think that there is such a thing as an expert in this field. I think that we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all pushing forward in terms of our exploration of this. You know, most people consider this a pseudoscience, and I quickly remind them that no existing accepted form of science was just automatically accepted. All science began as pseudoscience, but none of the equipment that they even use existed back when we lived in this house, and we were on our own. You know, if my family's not experts in what's going on in this house, there's no such thing. But there are seasoned investigators, and what we've gathered for this event is the best of the bunch. And that's important, because when you bring that kind of personal experience to the table, it opens doors, literally and figuratively. So I'm really looking forward to the event. I have no fear of this house at all. And there are members of my family that have never been back. There are members of my family that can't wait to come visit. We all had an individual response and reaction to it, which we will delineate over the course of this weekend, and people can come in and speak with any member of my family about their own personal experiences and garner some more information. And I think it'll be, I think it's going to be unique. Nothing like this has ever been done before, and it may never happen again. It's kind of a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I'm sure my listeners will be excited as well. I know I'll be there. Andrea Parent, Susan Slaughter, I could talk to both of you all day long. I know you have other people to get to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.